episode number 152, and it is our third annual hockey preview. We have Jake Zaretsky on, so here is the outlook for these next couple of episodes. If you're looking for college football content, NFL content, the Jets firing Robert Saleh, the Giants getting a big win, Alabama losing, that will be on Thursday's episode. We will be doing Thursday's episode for college football and the NFL and MLB playoffs, with both the Mets and the Philly series tied at one apiece by the time it will come out on Thursday. It will be at least to game four. So, yeah, and then all the hockey content is going to be today. We will be giving our top three in each division, our Stanley Cup champions, Hart Trophy, Calder Trophy, Norris Trophy, Vezina Trophy winners, and all that fun stuff. So without further ado, without wasting any time, our third annual hockey preview with Jake Zaretsky. Enjoy, guys. All right. It's that time of year again. It is that time of year. Hockey preview, year number three. Hard to believe that we are at year number three. We are joined by Jake. Matt's disappeared. I was excited to hear like what he's been up to, because we do like a quick little like life update. Like nothing
really. It's really.
I was looking forward to hearing what Matt has been up to.
You're giving him the pass. He didn't even pick up the call. I mean, this was just a no show.
Nothing.
You're giving him a hall pass here, buddy. Lay it on a little bit.
I mean, he was the first to fucking answer in the group chat when I was like, hey, like, we're doing this. And then he was like, yup.
Sure.
Like, I'm down. He was the first one to answer.
Yeah, what does that really even mean? What does that really even mean?
I guess it means nothing now. I guess it means nothing now. Tim, I still can't get over how you're wearing a fucking Red Sox hat on this New York
podcast. Just get over it.
You're disgusting. That's fucking disgusting.
You're a Mets fan. I get to do this.
Yeah. Well, Schmo thought differently. Anyway, he thought differently. All right. So here we go. We're going to do the same thing we did last year. We're going to give our top three in each division. We're going to give our wild card, Hart Trophy, Calder Trophy, Vezina Trophy, Norris Trophy predictions. We're all going to do this as quickly as possible due to the fact that the Yankees are on in about 50 minutes. So there's that. Game two is tonight. So
go Royals.
Fuck off.
I'm kidding.
I'm rooting for the Mets, Tim.
Stan, I'm kidding. It was a joke.
You disgust me. We're in that fucking terrorist organization.
All right. Let's get to hockey.
Let's go, Johnny.
Yeah, all right. We're doing hockey. All right. First things first. Jake, it's been a while. How we been? You know? You got your bachelor's?
Yeah, no, I've been first of all, thank you.
Congratulations.
I want to apologize to the both of you and the fans here about my setup. Sure, I'm laying in bed. It's just, it was a long day at work. I thought, you know, maybe 6:30, give myself enough time. I got here and I realized that there was nowhere for me to set up. So here I am on the framework. It's not great, but no, things have been great. Family's good. Friends are good. I had a great weekend with college football and the NFL. So I'm really just getting in gear here. The NHL season technically already started over in Europe with the Devils and the Sabres, but tomorrow we got 4:30 games. We got 7 o'clock games. We got 8 o'clock games. So I'm ready to go, and I'm really looking forward to Wednesday night Rangers Pittsburgh.
It's a bad time though for Tuesday, like 1:30 hockey.
Is it a 1:30 start? Is that what
it's a full? It's a fourth. It's a 4:30 start here, but the game is in Seattle, so it starts at. It starts at 1:30. Jesus Christ!
Not really sure what's going on out there.
All right. So without further ado, let's get started. We're going to start off with the Metropolitan Division. As I mentioned before, we're going to mention our top threes, wildcard teams, if applicable, and outside teams looking in. So without further ado, let's get started with our number one team in the Metropolitan. Who do we all – let's all name it first and then give our reasoning. I have the Rangers. I have the New York Rangers. They do add Sam Carrick and Riley Smith. They do lose Barclay Goodrow, Alex Wenberg, and Jack Rozovic. They didn't make a whole lot of changes. That kind of felt, Jake, I know you were very happy about Riley Smith being added to that Kreider and Zibanejad line. And that's one of my questions. How is Riley Smith going to pan out in this line with Kreider and Zibanejad? Because for the past 2-3 years, it's been a revolving door. It's been a revolving door at that spot.
It's tough. I mean, the salary issues and the Bucinovic trade and everything that's been going on. I think Riley Smith kind of offers a nice taste of, I think it's fresh air, but also at the same time, it's a guy who kind of gets it. He was with Pittsburgh last year, someone who played in the division, wasn't really happy in Pittsburgh, and just really needed a fresh start. I thought he was awesome with Vegas during his time there. And he's someone who really did add a very, very nice everything to the Rangers. He got skill, he has size, he can move. I think he's a great option for that line. But, you know, a lot of people were focused on, you know, what the impact's going to be on Kreider's project. Really, it's not up to Riley Smith for that. If Mika and Kreider are going to be X-Factors this season, it's going to be on them. It's going to be Zibanejad looking to shoot the puck more. It's going to be Kreider looking to shoot the puck more. I get it. They're both two very unselfish players who have a lot of chemistry with each other. But we need to see the 35-plus goal scorer that Mika Zibanejad used to be. And it would be great if Chris Kreider can be in that same ballpark as well.
Tim, so was this your excuse for putting the Rangers at one, Jake?
No. I don't think, like, we can go on the Rangers, obviously, you and I.
Yes, we can.
I think last year was one of the greatest seasons for me as a Rangers fan, just looking back at the memories and, you know, everything that happened last season was just, it was a mirage, obviously, after it, you know, completed the final. But at the same time, do I think President's Trophy is likely? No. Do I think the Metro is still the Rangers to lose, technically? Yes, I do. I think. Just looking down, you know, the Devils are healthy this season going into it. They signed some nice guys as well. You can kind of get an idea of what all of our top three is going to be, but I think there will be some interesting ones as well. But I think the Rangers, this is their division to lose just because of what happened in the rest of the division. So I do have them as my pick, but I'm not going to be shocked if they're second, possibly in the third. They're going to be a top three team. I'm first, but I'm not going to be surprised.
Okay, Tim, where do you lie?
I also have the Rangers at first of the Metro, but I do not want to go into it whatsoever and give them any props for it, so I'm not going to do that.
Fair enough. All right, our number two team in the Metro, let's all say it together. I bet we'll go one at a time, and then we'll each give our reasoning. Yes. I had the New Jersey Devils at number two. They add Brett Pesce. They add Jacob Markstrom. Nosen, Tatar, Dylan. New coach. They add in Sheldon Keefe. Major upgrade and goal with Markstrom. A healthy number one defender in Dougie Hamilton. That's kind of where the Devils' season started to really fall off, is when Dougie Hamilton was out for the year. And they have a top center group in the league with Hughes and Heischer and all them. They should be a shoo-in to make the playoffs. After what I saw in those two games in Prague on Saturday against Buffalo, this team looks different. I feel like it's a nice bounce back year. They needed some structure with Sheldon Keefe. Now it's sort of, and even when Lindy Ruff got fired, I forget who the interim head coach was, but he did say, like, it's not like back then where, you know, you bench a young guy for not playing well and just make him sit on the bench as punishment. Yeah. Like those days are no longer in Jersey. Mm-hmm. I think with how many people left in Carolina and the kind of like the weakness in the bottom half of the Metro, I think the Devils are perfect for that second spot. And I do have to say, we have our first award prediction of this preview. I have Jack Hughes winning the Hart Trophy, as much as it pains me to say this. I have Jack Hughes winning the Hart Trophy.
Wrong. It's just wrong.
Well, sue me. Six of the past 10 Hart Trophy winners have been centers. And I know what you're going to say with the whole McDavid and, you know, but you can even McDavid and McKinnon and Matthews even. But something is just telling me, and I hate to say it, something is just telling me that Jack Hughes is just going to have this big year, new coach with a new goalie. I just think that, unfortunately, the vibes are pretty high in Jersey. They're coming off of a year where they underperformed greatly, and They're going to have an MVP-type performance from Jack Hughes, unfortunately.
I think staying in the Dallas topic here, and it's up to you. Do you want to keep it like one, for a second team, or do you want this movie?
You give team the intro? You give your second day.
Sure. I have Carolina in the second spot. I think losing Jake Ansel is one thing, obviously. And when he came in as a trade deadline acquisition, which, Carolina, the whole thing was that they probably weren't going to be able to keep him, and that's understandable. The thing that we watch the most in Carolina will be the two defensive swap that they did with Gosses Baron Walker coming in and Pesci and Shea coming out. I think that that's a very interesting thing to monitor as the season goes on, because that's two defensemen who are pretty much strong two-way players versus Shea Walker and Gosses Baron, pretty much strictly offensive defensemen. So I think the nice scoring touch in the back end, which is something they kind of lost sight of last season with Burns not having a great year and Slavin and Pesci weren't scoring as much. So I think that we're going to see a little bit more scoring from the back end of Carolina, which could be dangerous. I think Rajovic might have a nice year job with that offense as well. But I think we're going to see Carolina inside that top two, just because they lost a bunch of guys, but they're one of those teams in the NHL, like Florida, like Tampa Bay. The next man is their motto, because they're going to bring more to the table, so I can see them probably being in that second spot. A few things can change. I have a team in the third spot that I absolutely love. I'm all over them. I think every single team, every single everybody just doesn't believe in this team, but I love them in the spot. So that's my number two pick.
Something tells me your number three aligns with one of my teams that's outside looking in that I did like. If you were to tell me in like July or maybe even August, I'd have them in the top three, but now they're in my outside looking in. Tim, you're number two. Wow.
was there a loud noise there? I apologize.
I heard a loud noise.
I'll get to my number two. My number two team is the New York Islanders. As much as you guys are going to underappreciate this, they finally get a full season with Patrick Waugh. Under last year, they were 20-12-5 to finish the season when he stepped in as head coach. The full effect is in. Maxim Tipleshov is going to be at least, I think, a 50-point getter this year. He's been fantastic in the preseason. The first line of Duclair, you give you these head shakes, but you guys really got to pay attention to what's going on in the New York Islanders right now.
I was watching Duclair and Barzal look great. 50 points for Sublock.
Well, he was the top goal scorer in the KHL last year.
So was Vitaly Kravtsov.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah, Kravtsov wasn't top five in the league in hits, though. So I think there's a different style of game there.
Continue with your point.
I like what they did in the offseason. They brought in Ilya Sorokin's old goalie coach from Russia. That's a three Russian system right now that they got working. I know he had a minor back surgery in the offseason. He's back on the ice. They're saying he looks fully healthy. I don't think he's going to start anytime soon. Give it to Varley, because why not? He's also a fantastic option. They just have the depth. They finally got that goal scorer in Duclair. I guess goal scorer is a bit of a but that playmaker that can play in the first line. The defense looks deep. They're going to be healthy. Finally, Scott Mayfield's off that injury. I just think it's ready to go. They finally have the head coach to do it. The power play looks good in the preseason. They're ready to bash. I'm excited. I cannot wait to watch Islander hockey.
All right. Number three, a team that was already mentioned. I have the Carolina Hurricanes. They add Jack Rozovic and Shane Ghost. And Sean Walker. Yeah, Ghost, whatever. I mean, we heard Jake talk about it before. I have him in the third spot rather than the second spot just because of how many guys they lost. I mean, we know that they weren't going to get Jake Guentzel, but, they lose Stefan Nosen, they lose Teuvo Teräväinen and Brett Pesce, Brady Shea. It feels like this team is just way too top heavy. And I just don't think that there's enough juice on this roster for them to really make a run. They'll make the playoffs. I question if they get out of the first round. Big question if they get out of the first round.
Definitely. I mean, I think Carolina, the reason why I come out them just like comfortably in the second spot is because they're a very good regular season team. And
I'm sorry.
We've seen.
I think they're playing FIFA outside and going nuts.
We've seen Carolina do this year in and year out, where in the last probably 4 years or so, they've just developed very, very good regular season teams that are capable of putting up 120 points in any given season. So I think playoff stuff that are concerned, if we're looking at division standings, I can definitely just see that in the tier three stuff. But with my third pick, a team that made playoffs last year.
You're going to say the Capitals. And I.
Listen, Tim's right. My third pick is actually the Washington Capitals. And as Tim figures it out, I just
screamed, don't worry. I let a warning out.
I have a lot of confidence in them just because of the head coach, Spencer Carberry. I think he's just the perfect coach for that team. Gets a lot of respect from Ovechkin. They also have Charlie Lindgren, who was the best goaltender in the NHL in one goal games. Not sure if you guys know that. They got really struggled a lot with goal differential last year because they got blown out in games, and when they won, they were winning by one goal. And so that's a lot of their story. I know a lot of it was worst playoff team in NHL history, and you could definitely say that. But I do think with the moves that they made, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois scares me just because he's just
it's Pierre.
Easily
it hasn't worked anywhere.
Cancer.
What do you mean circled? That is the definition of one. It hasn't worked anywhere.
The thing is that no news has come out about like him actually being. He just hasn't.
He's got a great agent.
They bring in Andrew Hargreaves, fresh start from Calgary. I mean, players leaving Calgary are statistically shown to rip out of this of where they're on. Jacob Chychrun, one of their best signings in the offseason. Their best signing was Matt getting in from LA. That was a steal. They got him a great contract. He was one of the best analytical defensemen in the NHL last year. Love that pickup. Now they have a great, not good, great 1-2 punch with Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson in net. I just think this team can score, and they can actually score a lot going forward this season. I think if they can balance last season's grit and determination in those one goal games and mix it with their new scoring talent, this can easily be a team that puts up 95 plus points. I am almost all in the Capitals. Do not be surprised if they're the team.
Okay. Tim, you're number three.
I have the New Jersey Devils in my third spot for the Metropolitan Division. Like you guys said, I just, they're a shoo-in for the playoffs for me this year. I think that the hype they've been getting is a little bit much because they haven't, again, shown anything. Markstrom, if anything, has taken regression from his, you know, prime years in 2019, 2020. He hasn't been any better. So the problem is your goaltending issue. I don't know if that's, you know, going to be stable. That's very much a question mark for me. But yeah, they're shooing for the playoffs. I think the third spot's good for them.
All right. Anybody have teams in the wild card in the Metro? Yes.
It's going to be. I mean, the race last year was just. Well, you can share yours first, obviously, because you do have the latest position.
I have the New York Islanders as my second wild card team.
Love it.
Okay, well,
we gotta get there. We gotta get there. This eager motherfucker over here. We gotta get there.
It's so, a slightly modified group.
It's really tricky because you look at last year and it was so close. And the teams that were really close are right back in the mix. Like New Jersey, like Detroit, like Buffalo, like they're right back in the mix. So in Pittsburgh as well, Philly could be there. It's going to be really close. This is probably the toughest pick that we're going to have all conversation. Sorry, I did just get news that Refuse is expected to miss the rest of the season.
Yes. And if we're talking about other stuff, the Detroit Tigers took down the Guardians in game two.
It is without a doubt the hardest spot to predict the second one in the Eastern Conference. If I just had to throw a name at the board, it would be the New Jersey Devils. So I'm going to lock that in for the second one. So not by much. I mean, the first and second wild card and the first team is going to be separated by 2 or 3 points in the season.
All right. Anyway,
I have a wild card. Wild card one, actually. Carolina Hurricanes. This is going to be the first year they're going to show a little regression. They lost a ton of people, and I don't think people understand how much of a factor that is to team chemistry and everything. I don't think it's really that much of a replacement for them this year. Plus, they're super injury prone, so I don't know how much trust you can put in any of these guys to really finish out a full season. They're not as deep as they used to be. They're getting older. Just, I think this is a step back for them. It didn't happen last year. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
All right. I just want to touch up on some out outside looking in teams in the Metro, the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's just they have a hall. It's a Hall of Fame roster.
Crosby's going to have a hell of a year, let me tell you.
But Crosby's going to have a hell of a year. But the thing is, they're
maybe a hard year, maybe.
They're not.
That'd be crazy.
The roster. That'd be
insane. The Penguins, but
they got to make the playoffs. Yeah, they make the playoffs.
Like, but still, like, you bring up a perfect point. Like, Pittsburgh, last year, everybody came to the game. Like, I saw predictions putting them next to Columbus at the bottom of the Metro, but there they are at the end, playing for their lives, and they end up losing the goddamn playoff race because they lose to Chicago in the last game of the season. So,
yes.
This is going to be, I went into last year saying the same thing. It's the tightest race in the entire league is that spot, that second wild card spot in the Metropolitan and Atlantic divisions.
Yes. Another outside looking in team I had was Washington, but you kind of touched up on that. I just think goaltending's an issue. I'm sorry.
I can't trust it. Really? Duo at all.
No,
I can't trust it. I can't trust it.
You can taste it.
But that's a lot of faith in Ovechkin. And the team is old. And Dylan Strome was their top point getter last year. Like, you really, like, what is that? I mean, that's not a superstar or an all-star.
But that's the thing, though, is that they made playoffs with Dylan Strome as their top point scorer. And look how close the race was. Like, that's the thing. Like, the Capitals were in the mix last year, and they got better in the offseason. See, that's why I have no choice but to make that tip. That's got to be the star.
All right, well, then that's your hot take.
Okay. Does anybody have other award for teams that we're not going to mention? Because I do have one player that's going to win an award in the Metro.
Well, I have an award that's not a player. I think Patrick Waugh wins the Jack Adams. But you guys are just going to call me crazy and biased. But if the Isles are the second in the Metro, then I think he wins the Jack Adams easy.
If the Caps go from being ranked on ESPN's preseason ranking at 20 to being third in the Metro,
that would be, yes.
Could easily be up there for Jack Adams as well. But, you know, like, Is it impossible to say Ovechkin rocked Richard? Is it impossible?
I don't hate it. You know what? I don't hate that at all. But like
40, it's 40.
It's a miracle. Crazy. It's a miracle.
That'd be kind of crazy.
I actually do have an award, and it's Matvei Mishkov to win the Calder Trophy. We've been hearing so much about this kid. Yeah, but we've been hearing so much about this kid, and I'm like, all right, you know what? Prove it. I'm like, prove it at this point.
Yeah.
Because, like, exactly. I just think that his, like, I'm picking just based off of potential. I know he's no Celebrini, but if he's going to be competing, because with how wide open the Metro is right now, if he's going to be on a team competing for a playoff spot, That counts for a lot of votes. We know San Jose is not really good.
Let's not put Philly in a playoff conversation right now. That collapse they had last year in this team's goaltending situation has gone much worse.
Philly's out. But I don't know. Let's move on. We gotta speed this up, gentlemen.
We got 30 minutes.
We do.
All right. Here we go. Atlantic Division. My number one team. I actually have this team winning the President's Trophy. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I have met one too, baby. Not the President's Trophy. Not the President's Trophy, but I have met one.
Craig Berube brings like this no-nonsense approach that they so desperately needed. They finally have a defensive stability by signing Tanev and Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
They're
gonna churn out a 100-point season like it's nothing. It's a matter of how far do they go in the playoffs,
and that's gonna be nowhere.
They have. Who knows?
Matthews captaincy. This team, he's gonna be motivated. He might win the Hart, for God's sakes. But
He gets to see.
I don't know. Just
because you brought up Toronto, I think we need to address it because you know. We talked a little bit in the Metro about goaltending issues and how the Flyers have goaltending problems, but are we really going to look at Joseph Woll taking a team to the first place?
It's
the regular season. If you can outscore teams in the regular season, you could win games. It's not the playoffs.
Stanek's great, but I think he's a good signing.
team.
Oh, they completely overpaid for him. The first 2 years of that deal are going to work out.
They needed him.
They needed him. I get it. But like, oh, this is the best time in the offseason. Holy hell, they're going to force that guy by 26 minutes a night. And his knees are going to fall.
He went crazy against Dreisaitl. What? I don't know. I don't know.
I think the Leafs just, it's a little crazy to put them in their own. Considering that they have not had, like, a stellar regular season, wild. Like, they have not had a really good regular season in a long time. Like, Matthews has been great, but give me, like...
If Marner's done being a bitch, they can win games.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Well, yes.
Right. Matthews is the captain now. Let's see what happens.
Here we go. So, Jake, who's your number one in the Atlantic?
It's the Florida Panthers. I mean, they
bonkers.
But, I mean, listen. Like, they're just the type of team where they can lose so many guys, and it just doesn't matter. Scorching
that NHL. There you go.
So they lose Ryan Lomberg, who was a dog. They lose Brandon Montour, who was a dog. They lose OEL, who was a dog.
Who's this guy?
But I think.
See what you're saying, OEL's a freaking dog when you're saying his knees are going to fall off.
You gotta watch the screen, brother.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
They lose all their defense. So you're just like, oh, they lose all their defensemen, they'll be fine. I don't know. I can't see that. I just can't see it.
No, they didn't. They brought in Schmidt.
Forsling.
It's great. Another year of Forsling. Ekblad is actually healthy, which is kind of crazy. I don't see a situation where Florida doesn't win the division. Now, the only thing is now Boston got the whole Swayman thing out of the way. The season's about to start. They let him go on for too long. Florida is my
contested undisputed team. Well, Stan's number two, so we don't need to go over them again for the sake of time.
But I'll just say my reasoning, and I feel like it's going to be Tim's reasoning as well. It's just so many losses in free agency and other teams.
It's the same reason for Carolina.
Other teams are getting better.
We sound like broken records though with the whole on paper.
So I'm assuming you're number two, Jake?
I really like Tampa this year. I think the whole Stamkos thing is tricky because I think the way they handled it wasn't great. I think Jake Ensel, we all can agree.
But do you think that it moves the needle for him? Do you think that it moved,
it's not the fact that it moves the needle. I really like them. I don't know about second place in that division. I thought about it for a while just because they had a lot of, if you look back at their season, I was watching a little bit of tape, like, they lost a lot of games they should have won. It was just a false belief. And I don't know, like, maybe Stamkos leaving kind of just makes them kind of breathe a sigh of relief. They get to move on to a new chapter with Gensel. Yes, they lost Sergachev, which wasn't great. They lost Tanner Janot, another player in the deck. But they bring back Ryan McDonough. They get Cam Atkinson to bring a little bit more speed to the offense. They're one of the fastest teams in the NHL with Brandon Point leading the Chargers. Cool. The Keaton Kucherov. Honestly, I'm just going to say that's my trophy pick. So I have the Tampa Lightning. You have it too, but I'll go safe. I'm going to play the tournament Warriors in the second position.
Okay. Tim.
I have Tampa at three. I don't know if you have Tampa at three, Stan.
I have Tampa as my first wild card. I kind of was arguing with myself over where to put Boston and Tampa.
Okay, well, I just want to just ask Jake, because last year, I mean, the power play was at, what, like 32%?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's sustainable going into this season? I don't know if that's just, you could replicate a 32% power play percentage.
You're going to get regression, like, you understand this, which is... But you still have the Kucherov connection on the right side, and you just get Gensel onto the power play. You lose that one time, which 32% is crazy. I think it drops down. Like, worst case scenario, you go down to like 24, 25, but they're still elite. Like, I'm telling you, Nick Paul in front of the net, like they did last year, and you just let him rip it. It's automatic for them. So Nashville actually is still in that top three goalie in the NHL, arguably number
I want to have them. It's either for me, like with Tampa, or Tampa at the moment. It's either they finish second or they first one. Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I have such a tough time putting them ahead of Boston. I don't know if they fit in the middle there. Do they go? It's so weird between those three. That's why I have Florida one, just because I think they're a little bit of a tier ahead of those other three.
All right. Let's get to Boston. I have Boston at third. They had to improve to keep up, and it may have been due to some overpays for Zadorov and Lindholm. But as long as Pastrnak and Swayman stay healthy, I think that they are far not a playoff team.
Yeah, I think the Lindholm Zadorov thing is going to be interesting. Like, the pressure on them is huge, right? You move on from Jake DeBrusk, who's been there forever. You move on from Linus Olmark, who's been there for a while. They moved on from Forky, and they signed him, which is crazy. Matt Grizzly's time, he was there for a while. And so it's going to be interesting to see how those two to get out to a good start. Or those screens are going to get on quick, and it could get ugly really fast. I remember in my prediction last season, I had the Bruins missing the playoffs because I just thought that they were going to get to a too big hole with the Markin injury and, you know, Bergeron being gone. I thought that they were going to go off to a rough start, and it turns out they started playing great to begin the season. So the Bruins are an anomaly to me. I think it's going to be up to those two new star players to get into the lineup and make it quick. But again, it could get ugly. So I also have the Bruins at three. It's, again, like the flip-flopping between those three teams outside of Florida. It's just so tricky for me. The same play is Florida, Toronto, Boston.
Tim, you're number three. I'm assuming it's Boston or Tampa.
It's Tampa. Tampa's my number three. And then I have Boston in the wild card. Wild card two, actually. I have Carolina ahead of them. But yeah, I think it's going to be very close. I like you guys said. Boston upgraded. That division's so competitive that it really could finish any which way. And I just think Boston.
So where are the Devils in your playoff picture?
They're third in the Metro.
So it would be Rangers, Islanders, Devils, Hurricanes, or Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. My outside looking in, I put down Buffalo.
Wait, hang on. Oh, shit.
Well, he's just
Toronto. I'm confused.
Florida,
Toronto, wait, Florida, Tampa.
There's a team missing. Rangers. No.
Okay. All right. Outside looking in, I had Buffalo. I think that Lindy Ruff hire was horrible. Horrible.
Bro, can we stop this? Can we stop kidding ourselves? We know they're not making the playoffs.
No, we know. I'm just saying. Like, we need to bring up a point. Anytime I get to shit on Lindy Ruff, I'm going to take the opportunity to do that.
Outside looking in is just a little bit much to me. I think they're more like way outside.
It's just a phrase.
They're in the parking lot watching the game. Like, that's what they're doing.
It's a phrase. It's just a phrase. And then another one,
Lindy Ruff is bad.
Yeah, and then another one, I have Ottawa. It's a great lineup on paper, as it is every year. But I'm telling you right now, one injury to one star player is going to expose that depth.
They don't need an injury. They're just bad.
They're just bad, yeah.
It's just the Atlantic's so loaded.
All right, let's go out west to the Central. My number one team in the Central, This is probably going to be the best team in the Western Conference. I have the Dallas Stars. Every fan base in the National Hockey League should envy what the Dallas Stars have. Youth, star power, veterans, depth.
Pretty good contracts, too.
What more do you want? They should remain at the top of the Central and are as strong as a pick as any to win the Stanley Cup. They have to jump over that conference final hurdle first, but I think that they're capable enough of – I think they're more than capable enough of doing that.
100%.
Yeah, it's tricky. Like, they did lose a lot of depth pieces, to name a few. Joe Pavelski retired, Chris Tanev on defense, Radek Foxa, who scored a lot of clutch goals last season. Sam Steele had a lot of speed for them down the middle of the ice. So I think – you know, you look at them, they bring in Matt Dumba, they bring in that prick Brendan Smith, Also, Blackwell for a little bit of grit, yeah, in the bottom six.
All they got to do is plug those holes because they have these 22, 23, 24 year olds that are blooming into stars. So you really don't need
Johnson,
any grit.
Wyatt Johnson could easily be a 70 plus points.
He could win the Rocket.
Yeah, he's nuts. The kid's
so can Robinson.
Can we talk about the goalie tandem too?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You want to hear Ottinger, this? Here's, let me get to this. So I have Ottinger winning the Vezina, and I have this team winning the President's Trophy. That's my two pick.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Crazy. Jake, anything else on the Stars?
No, I think Dallas is my number one pick. I wanted to go Colorado. I definitely wanted to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're still here.
So I wanted to go Colorado, but I think Dallas
too many
just,
off ice issues.
Yeah, but like hopefully Glandeskog comes back for them, but I like Dallas as first in this.
All right, my number two, I'm buying the hype, and you will see how big I'm buying the hype. I have the Nashville Predators as my number two team. They add Jonathan Marchessault. They add Luke Shen, Brady Shea, Steven Stamkos. I have two award winners from this team. I have Roman Josi to win the Norris, and I have Yusei Saros to win the Vezina.
I will actually – you know what? Gentlemen, and Tim, I know you like your Noah Dobson, and I think he's a great player as well.
Oh, I picked it. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Noah Dobson for Norris.
That's got to be our squad ride. Roman Josi, Norris has got to be our squad ride.
He's leading a power play that includes Stamkos, O'Reilly, Forsberg, and Marchessault.
Yeah. Listen, I love the names. Trust me. Barry Trotz built a great team. And I think they're third. I think they're going to be third in this division. But... Mm-hmm. This Noah Dobson pick for some reason is just like speaking to me, and I really think he's going to get it this year.
I mean,
honestly, Tim, I'm sorry, Stan, I really like Nashville in that second spot. The more that you say, it's going to take a lot of for me to believe at the beginning of the season that Nashville can actually pick on that second spot. They're so much fun. Such a fun team.
Smashville's, I love it. They're going to be so rowdy.
You got the most fun firefighters in the NHL in time. I believe we saw the preseason. First line center.
Woo!
With Steven Stamkos.
I also love. I also want to mention, I also love Luke Evangelista, by the way. I think he's going to be a stud.
So we'll see. I mean, like, they got Andrew Burnett, who is one of the most underrated in the league, obviously, who's great with the Devils.
I feel like we need to take the underrated tag off of him.
Sooner rather
than later.
Well, if you look around the league, you know, there's a lot of coaches who are shadowing him. Like, we're talking about right here last year. And then you get Craig Berube back in Toronto. You get Sheldon Keefe in New Jersey. So, there's a lot of coaches in there that can overshadow Andrew Burnett, but I think show that he's one of the best teams this season. I'm actually, you know what? I hate to do this because I love Colorado. I think they're such an exciting team. They're giving me a reason to go against Alexander Georgiev. So I'm absolutely right with you.
Well, okay. Let me get, just for the sake of time, let me run through my two and three here because you're going to be confused and it's a little off the rails, but I'll explain myself. Actually, probably not off the rails. I think it makes total sense. I have Winnipeg actually at second in this division. Yeah,
okay.
They're a fantastic regular season team. Connor Hellebuck's coming off a Vezina year. I know it didn't show up in the playoffs, but we're not talking about the playoffs. We're talking about the regular season. This team continually puts up points, and I think they're going to be a shoo-in for that second spot. But in my third spot, I have Nashville. I like what you guys said. I love what they set up. They got to show me a little bit first, but I think they're in a great spot. And that puts Colorado actually in a wild card situation for me. So I have Colorado as my wild card one in the Western Conference.
Okay, I have Colorado as my three. This feels like the same team as last year, with the addition of some, like, hey, maybe we could find a diamond.
Top heavy, Nichushkin is a question mark. Landeskog's a question mark.
They're a tricky team. They're definitely, you could argue that they're a top team. You could argue that they're a top team.
And then,
just, you know, again, it's like you got good coaching over there. You got one of the best leaders in the NHL.
And then Tim, you mentioned Winnipeg. I have them as my wild card one in the Western Conference. If what's the new coach's name? I don't want to like mispronounce anything because you know me. I'm the Arneal.
Scott
Arneal. Yeah, there we go.
Is Scott Arneal really the head coach of the?
Yes, he is the head. Yes, he is.
I didn't even know
that. Remember, he used to be the assistant for the Rangers. He used to be on Tortorella's crew. That's sick. Boy. That's cool. I didn't know that. Wow.
If he's able to squeeze out more offense out of this group, and Connor Hellebuck turns into an actual punctual
Perfetti's going to have a year.
There's no reason. I can see Winnipeg making it out of the second round.
I can. Is it, and like as good as Dallas is, and this is going to sound ridiculous, and we really don't have much time, and I know I'm going a little tangent here, but with the way Winnipeg plays in the regular season and how good their roster is on paper, is it crazy if they win the division? Is that like even because
no,
if
definitely not
if Hellebuck outplays everyone again? Yeah,
Winnipeg is your prototypical regular season team. They are. They're a regular season.
They're
team.
The Leafs of the Western Conference.
Kyle
Connor's one of the most underrated players in the league. He's fantastic,
by the way. They still have Ehlers. They still have Scheifele. They still have Josh Morrissey, who was a Norris candidate.
Perfetti's going to have a year, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's nasty as well. So, I don't know. Like, you're right. Like that could definitely be filed under the hot take category for sure. But it's definitely not out of the question. It's just now, like, the Central is having the same dilemma that you're seeing in the Metro, where you have four teams now that are vying for that top spot. Like, you could argue that Colorado, Dallas, Nashville, and Winnipeg all have the goaltending, forward, and defensive depth to make a run at that first spot in the Central. It's going to be fun to see.
It's time for the squad ride. It's time for the squad ride. So this team...
Is it the top?
What?
Is it?
It is not the cup.
What is it?
I actually have both of my wild card teams in the Central. And we all know my Vancouver pick from last year where I had them in the second wild card spot. Yeah, that's right. I have the Utah Hockey Club sneaking out of that second wild card spot. And do not sleep on me. Do not sleep on me. You all called me an idiot.
This guy's riding one hot take. Let's take a deep breath. All right.
No. Finally, there's a glimmer of hope for this organization. They are led by Clayton Keller. The only loss that they had as an organization, was the state of Arizona. Like, come on. Let's all be honest. Clayton Keller.
We just talked about four teams that could possibly win a division, and you don't have one of them in a wild card spot. And you're telling me you got two teams that in the Pacific. You're telling me Utah's better than LA, potentially better than Vegas.
LA's you're gonna tell me you,
I'm St. Saying, Louis I'm is telling, St. Saying, Louis is a million
whoa, whoa,
times
whoa.
Better.
Wait, you're saying, I think we're having a misunderstanding here. Are you saying that I have Utah in my top three?
No, you have Utah in the wild card. I think that's nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Call me nuts.
The Utah Hockey Club are the Arizona Coyotes that purchase a new skin from the item shop.
They don't even have a stadium yet. I mean, where are they even playing?
I can't.
They're playing where the Jazz play. They have a stadium.
No, they have an arena. They do.
They have an arena.
I will say, though, with Utah, I want to see it. I think they're going to get a lot of fans like Seattle did, I think, that first year. There could be some magic there. They're not an expansion team, but there could be some magic. But I'm not buying Utah. They're on the outside looking in. They're a team that just needs – they got to get a year
Can I spit? I like the young talent. I like Clayton Keller. I love Logan Cooley, Josh Doan, Dylan Gunther. We have to they also added experienced Stanley Cup winning talent in Sergachev and Cole and Kevin Stenlund as well.
Yeah.
And then added on
John
with
Marino.
That. Yes, John Marino as well. Added on with that, Connor Ingram was tied for the league lead in shutouts last season.
He's still a dog. He's good.
He's still a dog.
They got dirty. I don't hate your pick, but I'm not buying the hype on Utah.
Why I hate your pick is because I just not every guy doesn't make that leap in the same season. Like that's a miracle.
No, you can't.
And you're banking on like 11 guys to make a substantial 11 leap.
Guys?
Yeah, like
I'm not saying. Oh, wait, you think I'm going to say that Sergachev deserves a leap? Like the guy's a veteran.
No, but don't. How old's Doan? He's like 24 years old. Logan Cooley. Logan Cooley really hasn't done much in the NHL. I don't know if he takes that secondary jump yet. Like a guy like Cole Caulfield really took a little while to settle in. Same with Slavkovsky. So I don't know if he takes that immediate jump.
We'll see.
And is Shane Wright even on the team? I mean, he's a terrible skater.
Shane Wright, Seattle.
Oh my God, never mind. Now I'm getting them confused.
You're fine.
Sorry.
You're good. But yeah, no, that central division is going to be tight. I think it's just those four teams and nobody else. I don't like St. Louis. I think Minnesota is just on the outside looking in again.
Until those contracts are up.
Well, yeah, they're actually up at the end of the season. They're done paying Suter and Parise after this year. And then I think with Chicago, I think they're going to be extending with They actually added some depth pieces. They added pieces that are just going to help them like develop those young players. Like I think they brought in Alec Martinez and all those guys. So it should be interesting. But yeah, let's stick to those top four. Unfortunately, Stan, I will not be riding.
Well, I tried. Anyway, yeah. And you all will be laughing now.
I'll be laughing later.
We'll see. Let's go to the Pacific. My number one, I have Edmonton.
Yep.
I feel like it's a pretty clear consensus there. Jake, Edmonton.
He's going to say the Canucks.
No.
Uh-oh.
Vegas?
No. The Oilers are definitely the first team in that division, for sure. Okay. I think they're the cup favorite, and rightfully so. It's very tough for me to get by the answer. But my, like I said, Ovechkin, but my actual Rocket Richard pick was in this division, so we
Is it Eichel? The Ike Show?
Yeah, this guy's strong.
I figured.
I'm riding that with you.
Yeah, I really like him.
Alright,
Marchessault leaves that team. There's got to be more goals from on the table, and I think a lot of those are going to go Jack Eichel. He had a really nice year last year. No injuries last year. He was healthy.
I love Jack Eichel. I love him.
Into it. That's my second team in the division. I think Vegas.
That's my third. I love them. I love them this year.
I think they lost a lot. They lost Potter. They lost Mantha. They lost Marchessault. They lost Martinez. Yeah, I just think this is a next man team. I really like the way that they just go about things in Vegas. They got great fans. The only thing holding them back is Ilya Samsonov. That could be an issue.
That could be a problem.
Could you imagine, though, little Aiden Hill coming along like he always does? He comes in, he just throws a couple wins, he sprinkles in a couple 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game winning streaks. This famous team.
Sounds like something he's going to do.
It could be deadly. We'll see.
All right. My number two.
Edmonton, Vegas.
Is that the squad ride? Squad rides, Rocket Richard, Ike Show?
I like Nashville. I really do like the Nashville squad.
Yeah, the Nash. The Roman Yossi one.
All right. Yeah.
Roman.
We can do a few.
Nashville's second division, that's got to be at least five, six, right?
The thing is, we don't need to come up with something now, because, there's no pressure.
For the sake of time, let's go. We got to get to the Central.
Yes. that's we already did the Central.
I'm all of the Pacific, dude. Jesus, yes. I'm losing track.
So I only have three
teams. I did a
two-hour
test before this, Jake. I'm off the rails here.
I have only three teams in the Pacific going to the playoffs: Edmonton, Vancouver, Vegas. Edmonton, they add Arvidsson and Jeff Skinner. I think that's an outstanding add. They do lose a little bit of defensive depth. The goaltending is still shaky, but this division, I think it's one of the more weaker ones in the league, if I'm being honest.
The bottom teams are bad.
Yeah, they're bad. They're very bad.
They're real bad.
Evan Bouchard's coming to his own right now. Like they're set. Yeah. This is the year. I know last year was kind of their shot for the year, but this is the year.
Zinger.
Yeah, I think Edmonton, Vegas, Vancouver is like the public pick. I mean, actually, no, it's not, because Vegas being in second would not be.
Yeah, Edmonton, Vancouver, Vegas is definitely the public. Definitely. That's what I have.
No, I don't know. Like, I think LA is definitely going to be competing for that second.
I think they're in. They always make the wild card.
Yeah, they do.
And you know what? Call me crazy here. I have, winning the Selke, I actually have Anze Kopitar. I think
it's
he
not crazy. It's
they
not,
make the wild
always,
card.
He's always up there.
Okay.
Is he better than Barkov? No, that's
well,
the thing.
I don't know. You know? I think he's shooing for a good year here.
That's
I just want to talk about the Kings because they're one of my outside looking in.
Yeah, me too. Just, Honestly, me too. I don't know. Like, I'm not buying the Kings this year again.
And it comes down to the goaltending. Like, Darcy Kemper's 35 years old. If he gets hurt, if he gets hurt, you got to rely on David Rittich or Phoenix Copley, who are far from like.
Phoenix Copley's a dog.
Kim Talbot still there?
No, yeah. He's done. I thought he retired.
Detroit. No, he's in Detroit.
He's in Detroit. But I just think it's just like the core.
Detroit, which is kind of crazy.
I don't like them. They're not making the playoffs either.
I don't like them.
Detroit one's
fine.
That's absurd.
The guys are playing with way too much hype. It hasn't worked yet. This isn't the Rangers, though. You can't just plug Tarasenko in like the third line and it works.
Okay. The core in LA is aging. Kopitar, Doughty.
Doughty's out for a while, too.
Yeah, he's out for a while. I do like Adrian Kempe and Kevin Fiala.
Fiala's a stud.
But they don't move the needle. Like they don't
move the needle. They move the needle
with
enough
with
for
the
me
level
to put
of
them
talent
in the wild card
that's
too.
In. I don't see it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It.
I honestly agree because, like,
because I don't value Utah. Do you value Utah? It's those four teams.
Well, you told me. Well, I value clearly. I value Utah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm calling you an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's really just about eliminating. You can eliminate San Jose. You can probably eliminate Calgary. Chicago's out too. Like Minnesota could be there. St. Louis could be there. Utah could be there.
Right, but of all the teams that could be there, the Kings are most likely to be there.
I do agree. And I think maybe Seattle could be as well. But yeah, I would say I think we're all pretty kind of close on the Pacific and Central divisions in terms of.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just you.
I can't hate it because of. And everyone was so down at the start of the year because of just Patterson and what was he going to do? Dancy Miller was getting older. Brockbuster couldn't score for his life. So,
That's fair.
And it's him for Utah with the Greens.
All right. Real quick, we got about 5 minutes. Stanley Cup pick. Who are they beating? Who's beating who?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, floor is yours, Buster.
I got. Give me Dallas over. I'm gonna go with Dallas over.
Own team?
I don't. I picked
I have Isles over the Stars. I thought you'd have the same thing.
Bro,
I picked the Hurricanes over the Star, or I picked the Stars over the Hurricanes last year.
No, you're.
Oh wait, take that back. I went off the board here. I had the Preds and Isles, and the Isles won.
Well, no,
so that's my
our
off the board.
Our playoff Barry picks versus are the team. Rangers. Like every year, for our playoff preview, I take the Rangers. The regular season preview is different because last year I took the. Yes, so don't. Whenever I go into a season with expectations low, good things happen. So think of this as a good way. Think of it as a good thing. I froze.
this is year three, and it's still incredible to me, your lack of Wi-Fi.
The 8-bit, baby.
Really? Wow, alright. Wow.
So,
whatever. There's so much.
You said Dallas over.
I want to say. Give me Dallas over Florida. I don't know. That's so stupid of me to say. Because it's just I don't see Toronto. I don't see Boston.
I see the Isles.
No, you don't. Give me Dallas in six.
Listen, with the Mets got going on right now, I can't not, hope. It seems like everything's going right. Other than last night, but I don't want to get into that.
So,
David
got a taste. It's a big chunk of Stanley Cup play. And that's the scariest thing to me as a Ranger fan because the Rangers could go 1-2-3 in the East, 4-4-4, sweep Tom now going to the Stanley Cup Playoffs, but instead of the Stanley Cup Final, it does not matter if that man is waiting for them in the final. So, with that being said, the Stanley Cup pick nominees is the Edmonton Oilers or the New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup Final, just because I really think that that's like the main one on the Stanley Force meets an immovable object. I just like
You're just saying non-biased just because you're picking the other team to beat the Rangers, but in your head, you think the Rangers are going
to
win.
Well, in my opinion, though, like it's very, very hard to beat a team twice, and if the Rangers and the Panthers meet again in the conference final, I think the Rangers get the number. And if I look around in the Atlantic Division, even in the Metro side of things, too, like I just, with the Rangers and what they have, I don't really see them being stopped again in the East this time. It's just really that whole Edmonton thing. That was the thing last year. Like, the Rangers are going to have to work their tail off to beat Florida. And I knew that if they had to play Edmonton, I would not have been able to watch a single game. There's no way. Stanley Cup Final with David against my favorite team? No. Absolutely not. That's like burning all my childhood toys. No, I could never do it. So, yeah, sure. Small thing, Edmonton over the Rangers. Just regular season. That's not nice.
Tim,
I mean, you really want to get into mine? It's never going to change.
All right.
I really should be standing on business, but
I will never not stand on business. Full year of Patty Watt, we're coming different. Barzy's going to have 100 points. It's only going up.
I will not be shocked if Barzal has like a career year in scoring. I'll give you that.
Like 70 assists? Nah, that'd be crazy, but
God, that'd be absurd. All right.
I mean, his rookie year, he had like 70. He only scored like 19 goals.
Again, that's insane. All right. Three more minutes of the Yankee game. All right, so we did it.
Hooray.
Yeah, we did it. Hooray.
I think really, like, just to wrap things up, you know, it's the hardest thing to do. We do it every year. We need to go. Calder, by the way, I think
I like the Calder.
I like Sally. I think he's so underrated. I mean, going into the draft, he was undisputed number one overall pick, and now this guy Mitch Carr comes along. So I like Celebrini at his odds not being number one. I'm going to take that number one. But just going into the season, it's just the weather has been fantastic. The fall air is upon us. It's just a great time. Like, I've been looking forward to this Rangers-Penguins game for months. I mean, it's a perfect spot. TNT game, prime time, Riley Smith return. Giving Riley Smith anytime goal scorer Wednesday night, I think that's just the most perfect time.
Wow.
I'm really excited for the season.
Crosby hat trick.
Great year. Tim, Duclair has always been a favorite player of mine.
Barzy 5 points the other night. I didn't forgot to bring that one up.
I already told you, Tim. But... Tim, I told you both you guys. Barzal played against the Rangers his entire career.
He'd be the greatest player on earth.
You know, I think he's retired when he's standing in front of the trophies. After, like,
that yes.
Yeah.
So that's something. This is always one of my favorite times of the year talking to you guys about this stuff. I love it. Anything else you guys have? That's a wrap.
I mean, Tim, you got anything?
Let's go, Mets.
It's tough, right? It's so hard to be excited for Hockey right now just because of how
it's so good. I can't even focus. Like, the Mets are killing me. Killing me.
Yeah, Tim texted me today. He was like, thank God I got the stay off.
I mean, we could have
7 days straight, Stan.
And all the viewers who have stuck with us through this, who are probably focused on.
We've done this for 2 hours before.
Yes. Yeah, we did this for 2 hours last year.
So that's the thing. We're planning.
And somehow I'm finding out now that my Wi-Fi has sucked for the past 3 years. But meanwhile, Tim couldn't be on camera for a whole year.
Thanks, Jage. I was open and honest.
That's true. That's true. Listen, like, again, like, we planned this in. We did it for you guys. We did it for the people. We did it for this podcast because of you guys. I love coming on here. I know we got the Mets. I know we got the Yankees. Football's on. I get it. But hockey is on. It's ready. We're here. Let's go. Monday, October 7th, going to New Cage tomorrow.
You going to a Yankee game?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to save my money for sitting in the bleachers.
last year because
that is true.
My all dad right. and brother are going on Wednesday, Stan.
Ooh. All right. Jake, we want to thank you for coming on, as always. Year three. Year three.
Year three.
Year three.
Tradition.
We'll see you with the deadline, baby. Hopefully Matt can join us.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah. We have a lot
well, it's a question mark.
Yes. Always. All right, Jake, thank you as always.
Thanks, guys.